strong rebuke for his likely opponent. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden making his first campaign speech of the year in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, near Valley Forge, with a warning of what he says could come if Donald Trump wins the election, saying democracy is at risk, and he called him an election denier.
Trump exhausted every legal avenue available to him to overturn the election. Everyone. But the legal path just took Trump back to the truth, that I'd won the election and he was a loser.
And the president said Trump is willing to sacrifice our democracy to put himself in power. Trump in Sioux Center, Iowa, accused the president of fear-mongering.
The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election in 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election in 2024.
And Trump blasted efforts by multiple states to keep him off the Republican primary ballot.
It's no wonder the same corrupt forces that have been fighting us every step of the way are now breaking every rule and shattering every norm in a lawless attempt to keep us from defeating them at the ballot box. Nobody's ever seen what's happened right now.
Earlier this evening, the Supreme Court said it will decide whether Trump's name will remain on the ballot in Colorado. New York wants former President Trump to pay nearly $400 million in penalties in his civil fraud trial.
New York Attorney General Letitia James asking the judge overseeing former President Trump's civil fraud trial to penalize him $370 million for alleged gains made through unlawful conduct. James previously requesting $250 million in penalties, accusing the former president, his sons, and the Trump Organization of a scheme to misstate the value of their real estate assets for financial benefit, including better loans.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Gender transition surgery for minors is now banned in the state of Ohio.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signing an executive order that bans sex change surgeries for minors in the state, effective immediately.
This will ensure that surgeries of this type on minors could never happen in Ohio.
This after he vetoed a House bill last week over how it was written. The bill also banned biological boys from playing in girls' sports.
My veto did not reflect one way or the other my position on that other issue. I just didn't get into it, and I'm not going to get into it today. We need to stay focused on what I think is the important one.
Ohio House Republicans, meantime, are likely to vote to override the governor's veto of the previous bill when they convene next week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
One of the actors of the 70s police drama Starsky and Hutch has died.
David Soul, who was best known as Detective Ken Hutch Hutchinson in the popular 70s crime series Starsky and Hutch, has died. In a statement, his wife Helen Snell said he passed away after a valiant battle for life in the loving company of family. She added, his smile, laughter, and passion for life will be remembered by the many whose lives he has touched. Soul also had a successful singing career. Don't give up. He landed one U.S. hit and five U.K. hits with songs Don't Give Up on Us, and Silver Lady. As an actor, he also had major roles in Here Comes the Brides and Magnum Force. He was 80 years old. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
A magnitude 4.1 earthquake shook a wide area of Southern California. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck about 11 a.m. and was centered in mountains about 45 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Fire Department says it has no immediate reports of damage to buildings or infrastructure. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.